Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Christopher Husted. The University of Missouri recently invited Gerald Friedman, a professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, to speak to students and local Columbia residents. The lecture was hosted by the MU Truman School of Public Affairs at the Monroe Payne Annual Lecture Event. Friedman's lecture focused on the benefits of the Affordable Care Act and the future possibility of a single-payer healthcare system.
By and large, for people who have health insurance, the Affordable Care Act protects them, ensures that their health insurance will be at least as good as what they've had already.
Friedman concentrated on the growing healthcare costs in our country in comparison to other nations. Although not everyone currently supports the Affordable Care Act, Dr. Ed Wiesbart, who attended the lecture, says he believes a single-payer system is still a possibility for the U.S.
If people understand the facts and the logic and the incredible human and economic value, I think the nation would immediately rise up and demand that we have this.
According to Friedman, a single-payer healthcare system could save the country $592 billion every year. Also in town recently was TV's Bill Nye the Science Guy. He spoke at the University of Missouri Columbia as a part of the Life Sciences and Society Symposium. KBIA's Bridget Bowden has more.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill.
Jesse Auditorium was packed on Saturday morning with people ready to learn about science. Tickets to the event were free but ran out within 30 minutes of the box office opening. That's more than 1,700 tickets. Jack Schultz is the director of MU's Bond Life Sciences Center and oversaw the event. He says they weren't initially expecting such a huge turnout.
We caught on to that possibility a little late. Ordinarily, we don't ticket for this event. So, yes, in a sense, we didn't realize it until fairly late, but we knew this was coming, although we're surprised too. There's a fair bit of scalping going on and people offering a fair number of dollars for tickets.
So what made so many people flock to a science lecture on a Saturday morning? It's pretty simple. You see, Bill Nye is kind of a science rock star. Nikki Moore is a sophomore chemistry major at MU. She says Bill Nye inspired her to pursue science.
This is why a lot of us got into science, specifically me. Like, I was exposed to science at a really young age because of Bill Nye, and now I'm a chemistry major. So I think it has a lot to do with the community that we have. It's a very educational community, and the fact that it's our childhood that we're talking about.
Bill Nye's speech touched on topics ranging from overpopulation to climate change to building a better battery. But his main focus was how science can impact the future.
So the discoveries that may be made tomorrow in the next 10 years could utterly, dare I say it, change the world. And so this moment in history is fantastic. And I will claim that we are living at a time where science is cool again.
Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
With hundreds or thousands of acres to keep track of, checking the health of crops is a challenge for large corn, wheat, or soybean farmers in the Midwest. That's why many are eager to get their hands on remote-controlled planes or helicopters that could help them scan their land. Tech-savvy farmers have been waiting for years for the government to make up its mind about the commercial use of unmanned aerial vehicles. Will 2014 be the year farmers finally get their hands on drones? Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray takes a look.
Agriculture consultant Chad Colby likes to talk about cutting-edge technology. He runs agtechtalk.com and teaches about the latest and the greatest advances available to farmers, including the quadcopters he's brought for test flights today.
And then it starts beeping. There you go. So that's all good. Now let's go inside.
After a safety lesson, farmers who've paid to hear Colby's tech talk each get a turn at the controls, zipping up and down, spinning and swooping.
It's so exciting to see that look in these guys' face after they fly it, that, wow, this is easy and I can do it. And oh my, do I get to see my crop in a different perspective.
They may be fun, but unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, are serious business for farmers who absolutely must check for pest or weather damage, like Jared Brown of Beeson, Illinois.
And I've been a seed dealer and involved with Precision Ag, and I look at this from a scouting standpoint. Getting farmers out in their field, knowing what's going on in their field more would be a huge benefit.
Farmers with acres and acres of land want to keep an eye on their investment. Instead of spending days driving the edges of fields in a truck or ATV, drone-mounted cameras can use thermal image maps to tell if crops aren't properly irrigated or if they're being eaten by insects. The same rugged yet inexpensive video cameras strapped to surfboards and skydivers can gather the visuals farmers need for a fraction of what they'd pay to hire a plane or helicopter pilot. 19-year-old farmer Mark Sullivan is on the tech-savvy end of farmers. He says drones fit right in with recent innovations designed to get as much out of a field as possible.
The yield monitors are getting better, and the planters are getting more accurate, and the tractors are getting more efficient. You know, everything is developing on its own, but you don't have true precision ag in its fullest form until you use all of them.
Of course, there are plenty of privacy and public safety concerns when it comes to camera-mounted machines flying around. That's why anyone flying a drone for business instead of a hobby is actually breaking federal law. The Federal Aviation Administration is working on rules for the commercial use of UAVs, but for now, they're grounded. Ben Gilo is with the Association of Unmanned Vehicles International, an industry trade group.
We have been trying to work with the FAA to allow for some expedited access, and we've pointed rural farms as a great area where some limited operations could happen very soon, if not immediately.
And an FAA spokesman told me there will be a rule out this year for commercial use of small UAVs, but he says FAA's rulemaking for a potentially risky technology like this is slow and deliberate. The farmers who have been waiting years to get their hands on drones would agree.
I applaud the FAA.
That's ag consultant Chad Colby again.
They need to do this correct because there's nothing I want more than safe airspace. I'm a pilot. I want privacy over my home.
Colby is looking forward to a future in which commodity farmers can fly over their fields. They could cut down on fertilizer by targeting the specific areas that need it most or plant different crop varieties based on moisture levels. He says having safely piloted eyes in the sky will make precision ag really take off in years to come. If a grower wants to buy a small drone and camera to buzz over fields of corn or beans, they'd better make sure it's for pleasure and not for profit, at least for the next several months. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.
That's all for Under the Microscope this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.